Are you drowning in client work, spending 12 plus hours per day, stuck in the weeds while your agency stagnates or is slowly growing, but your freedom is disappearing? Then I'm making this video exactly for you. In this video, I'm gonna walk you through the exact three-step system I used to remove myself completely from service delivery, automate our operations, and scale my agency to $7 million per year while working less than I did at $100,000 per year. This is the same system that's worked for over 100 different agencies inside our community that we've helped hit seven figures. And I wanna give it to you for free. Let's get into it.
Step one, lock down your niche. Most agencies can't automate because they're trying to serve everybody and they're trying to solve all of the different equations for a different industry every time they get a new client. Without pre-engineering what you would do for a client to get a tangible, measurable result, there's no way you can automate it. And really, unfortunately, there's no way you can systematize it. Being in a niche gives you so many advantages. One of the biggest advantages is you can solve the problem over and over and over. Rather than try and reinvent the wheel for every single client, let's say you get a roofer today, you get an auto repair shop tomorrow, you get a dentist the next day. Each one of those is a different puzzle that has to be solved versus you get a plumber. You really go deep in that industry. You understand their problems. You understand their services. Then you start to understand what messaging works. You understand what visuals work. You understand what offers convert. And you start to understand like, what does it take to get them ranked, to get their websites to convert? If you want to get world-class, doing it again and again for one particular industry makes it easier to solve that problem, makes it easier for you get extremely good, but it also gives you the ability to develop a repeatable process that can ultimately be systematized. How do we choose a niche? I would start with, where do you already have some experience and some expertise? Have you served an industry and gotten a good result? Maybe have you worked in that industry before and you understand it really well? There's lots of things that go into choosing a niche, but I think if you spend a little bit of time, you find where there's a big problem to be solved and you've got a head start, that's a great niche to focus on. Once you've got your niche dialed in, this gives you a lot of benefit. It allows you to systematize and standardize your entire program offering. And I like to call our program a growth program for that particular industry rather than just a suite of services. It gives you the ability to think in advance and set out a project plan that can be pre-engineered. So you're not having to think of all of the steps every single time. It also gives you the ability to charge premium rates because you're an expert in the industry, because you've got proven results, because you've pre-thought out what needs to be done, you can definitely charge $3,000 to $5,000 a month plus ad spend. Most importantly, it gives you the ability to deliver predictable, oversized results. By the way, if you're looking to use our entire blueprint for scaling to seven figures, the same one that over 176 other agencies have used inside our program to go to seven figures and beyond, then click the first link in the description and schedule a free call with us. Let's get back to the video. Step number two is systems and automations. I want to walk you through the way I structure this, the way I think about this in our agency. First and foremost is client onboarding. The way we come out of the gates with our clients, the expectations that we set, the way that we wow the clients in that first 24 hours, in that first week, in that first 30 days, sets the pace for whether they're with us for a short period of time or whether they're with us long term. And so we want to automate that as much as we can. A couple of things tactically that you can implement in onboarding to help automate this process. First and foremost is to automate the welcome sequence. Why not pre-engineer a workflow with, here's a message that's going to go out the moment they sign up. Here's a message that's going to go out 5 minutes later. Here's a message that's going to go out day one, day three, day seven, day 32, right? We can put a workflow sequence in place that does a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of setting expectations, in terms of checking in terms of over communication out of the gates. The other thing we can automate is the onboarding process. A lot of times this is a tedious process for the client. They've got a 17 page form that they need to fill in, and that's a lot of details, and you know, they don't know the information, and so they get stuck and they feel frustrated. And so what you want to do is leverage multi-step forms. And you can do this on high level. You can do this in a lot of different platforms to extract the information that they have easy access to, not put all of the burden on them. And there's other great platforms that you can use to help gain access to their assets like Facebook or social profiles or Google Ads campaigns that they already have in place to make that so much easier. We can also automate the 24-hour thank you note and the 72-hour welcome gift. We pre-engineer that. We've got it built in our workflow sequence. And an email goes out to the company that's going to send the gift, and it just automatically happens, and it happens consistently without taking personal time and energy from our team. We can set this up to be triggered automatically through High Level or whatever CRM platform that you might be using. Outside of that, we've got project management. Project management is, now we've got the client, they signed up for our growth program, let's just say. We're going to be doing a website, and we're going to be doing SEO to get them ranked for their keywords, and we're going to launching a pay-per-click campaign, and we're going to be setting marketing automation up in place in order to follow up the leads. We're going to install some quick wins right out of the gates within the first week to try and get the phone ringing. That's a lot of tasks. That's a lot of stuff. And what's great is, you know, I'm a big fan of ClickUp, and this is the way that we've done it, is we've pre-engineered those templates. And we're talking about thousands of tasks per client, but instead of having to manually copy and paste or manually set all of that stuff up, we can launch the template into ClickUp. It can have all of the tasks relevant to that particular client. It can update like all of the key details about the client based on the form that they filled in and the details that our account management team captured on the onboarding call. It can set up like, these are the tasks. This is who's responsible for it. These are the deadlines. And we can set up dependencies so that all of that stuff can be set up, managed, and deployed in a matter of minutes instead of a matter of hours. And it's one click deployment of the entire client journey. And we got to make sure that every task, deadline, and assignment is automatically deployed. We can also use automation in terms of our communication templates to the client. I really believe if we want to retain our clients long-term, first and foremost, we've got to deliver great results. But in addition to that, they have to understand the value that we're bringing to the table. And we've got to be communicating to them, and we've got to also show that we care. That should look like, you know, every time we do a task, every time we're getting something done in the launch process, automatic communication. Hey, we just got this implemented. Hey, this has just been put in place. Hey, this just got done. We found that when we do that, they're happy. They're like, wow, these guys are on top of the ball. They're getting things done. And we can use automation through ClickUp, through Zapier, through whatever platform make that you want to use, that to have those communications firing without somebody on your team having to go in and do it. On an ongoing basis, every month, we need to be reviewing with the client, like, did they get a return on investment? Is there revenue far in excess to the expense that they're making with us? Through a variety of platforms, we're able to pull in all of the reporting. So we can see how many visitors to the website, how many leads were actually generated. We can connect that back to their CRM and see how much of those leads converted into revenue. Automation can connect the dots. And we have a visual dashboard that we go through with the client where they can really clearly see, here's what you spent, here's how many leads you generated, here's your return on investment. And we can drill down and see like, okay, where did those leads come from? What's our average cost per lead? The clients love it, and we're using automation to get it done in a streamlined and effective manner. What's also really cool when we're thinking about communication and automation and leveraging AI at some level is we're doing these monthly calls with the client, checking in with the client. There's always a list of to-dos, there's a list of things, and there's a process, a pre-engineered flow that we'd like to have those conversations go through. Now through automation, when the client's on and the team member is on, we can have recording of that, we can have transcription of that, we can have our takeaways, our next steps, our recap message drafted to the client. We can also bubble up some of the key details in terms of what's the client sentiment based on that call. Would that be a green client that seems like they're happy, like they're getting good results, that they're seeing the value? Or is that a red client that, you know, just they said a couple things, they communicated in a certain way that would indicate they're not happy in this moment and they may have one foot out the door? We can automate the recognition of that leveraging AI. That brings me to step number three, which is hiring. There's really two key positions that you want to hire for from a service delivery perspective. Position number one is operations management. And this should be your first priority. Literally, as we grew plumbing and HVAC SEO, the first thing I needed to get myself out of was the doing of the work. And so that's what I train agencies to do right out of the gates. And so you probably want to hire, once your revenue is about $15,000 or more in monthly recurring revenue, you want that person to manage the client work, right? They may not actually be doing the SEO and doing the pay-per-click, but they would be managing either the freelancers, the white label team, or the team that you hire that is going to do that work. This frees you personally from building websites, doing SEO, writing content. The work has to be removed. And this is really how you're able to elevate as the owner of the business and delegate the function within the business. So that's position one. Position two is account managers. And usually you're going to do this around 17 accounts. You know, your account manager is the person that manages the relationship with the client. They're on with the client on a monthly basis, reviewing the reports, showing the value, building that relationship. Benchmark, depending upon how you structure your offering, depending upon what your program includes, probably like 25 to 30 accounts per account manager. If you want them to do monthly review calls, reporting, you know, being the QB between the client and your team, that is kind of that sweet spot. So the results, what this looks like once you have it in place, you can confidently handle 5 to 7 clients on a monthly basis with zero involvement from you. You should be able to shoot for a 97% plus client retention. As the owner at that stage in business, you can be purely focused on sales, marketing, and growth. And ideally, a little bit down the track, you should be looking to also remove yourself from the sales and marketing function, which is when you can truly have an autonomous agency. There you have it, the 3-step process to automating service delivery. Now, if you want help taking your agency to $1 million per year, creating a marketing machine that allows you to sign clients consistently, build systems to retain your clients for years, and create a real business, not just a glorified job, then click the first link in the description to schedule a free agency acceleration session. We'll dive into your specific situation and build a growth plan to help you reach 7 figures as quickly as possible. So click that link and let's talk.